Hi, this is Michelle Kimmett, please.
Michelle Kimmett speaking.
Hi, Michelle. My name's Maria. I'm calling from MMA Legal, part of the investigation team here. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Fantastic. Michelle, do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your
Yeah, I'm good.
Just to let you know, Michelle, all that calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My role, Michelle, as part of the investigation team, is to write to the likes of your social services, education authorities up in Scotland, and gather all the evidence of your time and care.
Right.
It's also, Michelle, to get to know you a little bit better and try and understand, you know, the trauma that you face as a child in these care settings, how those have a lasting effect on you into your adulthood.
Right,
that's fine. The stuff that I can evidence, Michelle, like being diagnosed with, you know, depression, anxiety, and sort of PTSDs.
Yeah.
I'll write to your GP. Any issues with alcohol or substances, I'll write to addiction charities or rehabilitation centres. And what I'll then do, Michelle, is then I'll gather all that evidence and submit it to the Scottish Redress as proof of, you know, Michelle, not just in care, but also because of care.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
They have to take that into consideration, Michelle, when they're deliberating on our case.
Right.
And it's all done just to give you the best possible chance of getting the most out of this process.
Right, okay.
Okay, so I am going to have to ask you some pretty difficult questions, so apologize in advance. At any point in the call you wish to stop or pause, just let me know.
Okay,
go. I'm going to pick up another time. So, have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of anxiety or depression, Michelle?
Yeah, about 8 years ago I had depression.
Okay. And you're just taking medication?
The carbapenem I got.
Okay. Everything.
Okay. Any
issues with any mental health?
Well, I've tried to call myself a few times.
That's one more question.
Yeah, it was alcohol. I was drinking a lot. Like, I lost my kids through alcohol and drug abuse.
Okay. So let me just unpack the suicide attempts for now, and then if you don't mind, and then I'll go on to the alcohol and the drugs. Was you ever hospitalised for any of the suicide attempts?
No, I just say my phone, they told me to go up a few times, but I never went up because obviously I was drinking suicide stuff, so.
Yeah. Okay. You said you had issues with alcohol and substances?
Yeah.
Have you had any sort of help from your GP, any addiction charities?
No, I went to, I actually went to one myself. It was called, what was that? Oh, I can't, it was my social worker put me on there, she on the driver. Because when I lost the kids, she told me to go and get help, so I did. It was in Dunkirk, I can't remember, it was called something tech.
So the alcohol addiction centre, was it?
It was like, I was like an alcohol addiction centre and then I was just got me, it's like a counsellor I went to. I can't remember what it was called, but to be fair.
Okay, how many times did you attend?
Pardon?
How many times did you attend?
I probably went about 7-8 maybe.
Okay, so you did have a go the other day.
Yeah, I did go, yeah, I went a lot because it was to do with trying to get my kids back, so.
Okay. Can you remember where?
It was in Drumchapel,
Drumchapel,
yeah, it was in Drumchapel, it was at, the train station, it was called, I can't even remember.
Give me a second. So, I put an AI, piece of software, and I might be able to find it. I've got an addiction centre, Drumchapel, yeah?
Yeah.
UNCHAPLE. Yeah, mate, yeah, I'm from Chapel, yeah. Let me just see if he can find any. Okay, so I've got main alcohol and drug service from Drumchapel, and that is 7th to 19th, HGS Square, Drum Chapel.
Templar Square.
I was in there
and then I went to somewhere else. It was up at Drum Olden Castle Road.
Drum Chapel, okay. Yeah, this is the only one that sort of draws off.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, but honestly, I can't even remember for all of them.
It's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. You said you were under social worker?
Yeah.
Your social worker wrote to you? Or wrote you
there? Yeah, Sheila McIver.
Sheila McIver?
Yeah, Sheila McIver, she was in Mary Hall.
What social
would that be? She was a social worker.
Yeah, for where?
Mary Hall.
Mary Hill?
Yeah, Mary Hall.
Mary Hill Social Services?
Yeah.
So the main contact or the local Mary Hill social work office?
Yeah, it would be there. I don't know if she'll still be there. This was years ago. This is when my kids were in there.
Yeah, she'll still have your records, so please send the information off your records. She should still have it.
Yeah, well, we should be, because she was not me and my kids social worker, and then it ended up my kids went to their dad, obviously, because back in the house.
Yeah. So would you say it's Rochelle Social Services?
Mary Hill Social Services, yes.
Yeah, I can't find an actual Mary Hill Social Services. So
yeah, there's been Social Work Department, Mary Hill Social Work Department.
Okay, so it's got me at the quadrangle, 67 Rochelle Street.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah.
Okay. And roughly when was you speaking to this?
This was when my kids were, this was about maybe 10, 12 years ago. Okay. This is my kids were under them, obviously, because I kind of went downhill.
Yeah, okay. I need to get this information.
My kids had to go to their dads and then I had to gradually try and build myself back up through nothing.
And that is from, what, 10 years ago did you say?
About 10 or 12 maybe years ago.
2014, I see that. 2014. Oh. And can I see your name? Of your GP, please.
My GP would have been Dr. Conley and from Chapel Health Centre. Yeah, from Chapel Health Centre. If not, it would be Shaftesbury. So I would wish to show them.
And that's a Kempsonus Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's got it in there. Yeah, Victor, how long have you been
at GP for? I've been through that one for, I don't even know, because I went, because I was way one before that. So it would have been the both for them.
Yeah. You're lucky 10 years.
Yeah, about that.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to your social services of your time and care. Was she known as Michelle Hamilton Kimmett?
No, just Michelle Kimmett. No, just Michelle Kimmett. That was just on my birthday, Mary the Hamilton. I don't use that.
You're on your birth certificate though?
Yeah.
So that's fine then, because that's what Carol now you're asking.
Yeah, that's on my birthday. Yeah, I sent the photos through, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do, Michelle, is when I get your information from your time and care, okay. I'll send you up. Do you want me to share that information with you? Do you want me to share it with you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, good to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we'll do, Michelle, is I'll send you all of the records that I get from your time and care. We'll go through that together, you and I. Or if you prefer a female colleague to do that, it's not a problem. You just let me know.
Right.
But you'll go through it with somebody in our office. We'll make sure that you're happy with all of the evidence that we've collated. We'll go through all of your statements and each of your different care sessions as well.
Right.
And then we'll then add your medical records, around your mental health and your alcohol addiction.
Right.
And we'll do what's called our final submission, Michelle, to the Scottish Redress.
Okay.
What we've done so far, Michelle, is we've sent them in we've applied on your behalf to the Scottish Redress.
Okay.
They've had a look at the care settings they've looked at your statements, and they've deemed you worthy enough for an application number.
Right.
So they've given you an application number. Now it's on me and my team to go out and I'll gather as much evidence as they possibly can for you.
Right.
To get you the most out of this process.
Okay.
Once we do our final submission, Michelle, what then happens is we await what's called a panel date.
Okay.
Where a panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Redress will deliberate on our case. It's a behind closed doors panel, Michelle. So neither you or I have to turn up for that.
Okay.
But then we'll be notified of in the form of a recognition of wrongdoing, which is, you know, in the form of an apology to yourself, and also an offer of financial compensation, Michelle.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. Just to let you know, Michelle, I'll get your medical records back within 6 to 8 weeks.
Right.
The doctors and GPs are pretty quick. But it will take me a little while just to get the information back from your time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I just wanted to obviously manage your expectations. It could take me anywhere up to 10 months, so bear with us.
No, that's fine. No, that's absolutely fine.
We will be fighting for you. Do you have any questions for me on that process?
No, that you've actually answered what I was going to ask you anyway.
Okay, perfect. Just obviously, in the eyes of the law, Michelle, you're deemed as a vulnerable client because obviously you've been through the care system, mental health problems, associations of alcohol.
Yeah.
And you just need to go back one step with you and make sure that you're fully aware of our fees and how they work and what other options are out there. I know you may have been through this with Gemma and the team over in Custom Care. I have to run this through it. I just recorded a call for our compliance department.
Right.
It takes me a couple of minutes, but if you want me to carry on then after that, obviously I will do gladly.
That's fine, there you go.
Okay, so just let you know, Michelle, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help or the use of a law firm to do so. Obviously, that would entail, you know, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case.
Okay.
But that's an option for you.
Right.
Option two is there are other law firms in Scotland and England that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, Michelle, and they won't charge you any fees. The reason that they don't or won't charge fees, Michelle, is those law firms get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw that case.
Right.
Now, as a fellow law firm in England, I can't legally go into or discuss what those law firms would do for you were probably more important in the show, what they'd done so wrong before you. They get paid whether you win or lose. You can make your own mind up from there. What we do in the show, just to let you know that we, as a law firm, we don't participate in the Scottish League, the government legal fee scheme. We don't accept handouts from the Scottish government, and we definitely don't want to be owing anything from the Scottish government. We work for you. How we do that, Michelle, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, in which if you win, you win, you lose, we lose together.
Right, okay.
And it's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process.
Okay.
Our fate's aside, basically, and the more you get, the more we get. Our fees, Michelle, are capped at 16% plus VAT. So what that means is no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT.
Right.
That will, including the VAT, the total outlay for you or the total bill will be 19.2%.
Right.
On the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, Michelle, because you're deemed, as I said earlier, deemed a vulnerable client because of your background and, you know, mental health and alcohol and time of care, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with your case.
Okay.
So if we don't get you compensation, Michelle, we will never come looking for any of our fees from yourself.
Okay.
Our insurance cover and our insurance policy will cover our fees.
Right, perfect.
Is that okay, Michelle?
Yeah, brilliant.
Excellent. Do you understand those three options?
Yeah.
Excellent. Are you still happy for me to continue?
Yeah, I'm so happy, yeah. Yeah.
We found a fee agreement. We fee agreement with us on the 1st of April. Michelle, we have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from that date. What that means is you have 14 days to change your mind before we start, actually start work on your case.
Okay.
You can rip up the agreement, walk away. If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period from the 1st, I can restart that 14 days for you from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us as your law firm, you're happy with our fees, you're happy for us to crack on, you have the right to wait a 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your
No, case. Just like crack on, just so you go in, I don't mind.
You're happy
with Yeah, I'm happy for you to just go on that.
Michelle, you have my number now, my name's Michael.
If you leave my number,
you pick up any one of our investigation team, you can ask for me, it's not a problem. But we're
I'll probably ask for you, I'll probably ask for you.
Not a problem at all. If you need anything, Michelle, just pick up the phone and ring me.
I'll have a chat with
somebody who understands your background. Give me a ring as well. I'll always be able to ring the phone calls for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Is that okay, Michelle?
Yeah, that's absolutely perfect.
Excellent. It's lovely speaking to you today.
It's lovely speaking to you today.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me?
No, you're right, fine. I've got everything.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day. Thank you. You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks.